Welcome to Ramplify, a student-centered podcast hosted by the Center for Career Equity, Development, and Success at Suffolk University. This podcast is produced to support the ways you think about, talk about, and engage with career readiness and career self-management. Hi, my name is Jake. I'm your host, and today I'm joined with Josh Caldwell, founder of Rise Together Foundation and 2014 Suffolk alum. Josh, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Jake. Thanks for having me.
How was your trip into downtown Boston?
It was great. It's amazing to see how different everything is already, just from a development perspective.
So, Josh, let's jump right in. What did you study at Suffolk University, and how has it influenced your career journey and everything that's happened since graduating?
Sure. So I was a marketing major, and then directly out of school, I kind of fell into sales. I had a pretty easy time connecting with people, and I think a lot of times people view marketing solely as the selling of information through a visual medium, but sales is very much indicative of the marketing dichotomy. So that was where I started my career. And then through the last, 7 years, here we are.
Some marketing, some sales, any other odd jobs or part-time things in between then and now Rise Together Foundation?
Yeah, I mean, you name it, I've probably worked in it. So I ran restaurants, I worked front of house, back of house, craft beer industry. For those who can't see me, because this is a podcast, I have a man bun and a beard. So there's a reason I have that. Yeah, literally, if you think of an industry, an organization, I've probably done something around that.
It's important for our students to know that even if you're a business major, if you're someone who has a great idea in college, a lot of times you don't go straight from undergrad into owning your own business. It might happen, but also it's great to get out there, get lots of experience and figure out what you're good at, what you love to do, and what your passions are. Which brings us into Rise Together Foundation, which I think is a truly amazing organization that you're putting together and that's being built from the ground up. Could you tell us more about the origin story of Rise Together Foundation? How did it start? Where did it start? Why did it start?
So I think when you look at the recent trend of social justice, a lot of people use George Floyd as an inflection point, and I think that's not dissimilar to me. I have a more personal experience where I went through a lot of depression and trauma throughout COVID and handling my past traumas. And I got to a point where I was actually able to finally take medication for some mental health issues I'd had my entire life that was never diagnosed. So when I finally started to settle into what my brain actually was trying to tell me, I had a unique view of everything I had been doing from a social justice perspective had been performative. So I started to actually have some really introspective and honest conversations with myself about, all right, well, how could I be less performative? So I took a look at my background and the skills, a lot of which I picked up through my time here at Suffolk. And I started to just kind of scope out how we could do something that would have tangible change. And that's kind of where Rise Together Foundation, you know, equity through reparations kind of came into play.
I feel like so much of your own personal story and professional story is intertwined with social justice. What's the earliest memories you have of that language, social justice as a concept, as a practice? Why is it something that has influenced your professional identity and also personal identity?
For a long time, I don't think that I was specifically aware that that's what it was. I found myself railing against certain systems when I was working in the typical corporate structure. I found myself trying to speak up for certain injustices I saw, but I don't think I had the life experience to quite encapsulate truly what I was trying to see or what I was trying to get myself to understand. So I think when I went to Suffolk, and just a quick aside, that was actually my fourth or fifth college. I failed out of the first private institution I went to because I was just too young, too naive, and I just wasn't mature enough. And I think that that's kind of similar to where people who are uncomfortable with conversations around social justice, around the systems of oppression that exist, I think it's a matter of not having the correct life experience to truly see those issues so then you can actually do something about them.
Just talking about Rise Together Foundation a little bit, have you gotten to the point where you can distill the mission, the vision of Rise Together Foundation? I know with startup companies that are hoping to, you know, let's be honest here, change the world, change the way that we do certain things in business or in organizations.
Have you come up with sort of a one-liner about what the mission of Rise Together Foundation is?
Yeah, and you heard it earlier, it's equity through reparations. So when you think of reparations, it's typically thought of from the historical perspective of slavery, right? But reparations is kind of a catch-all term where we're trying to make amends for systems of oppression. And systems of oppression affect everybody negatively across the racial spectrum, right? We know that when you drill into the most affected communities, it's going to be completely exacerbated for communities of color, BIPOC communities, vulnerable communities. But we need to think of reparations as a holistic societal fix for everybody, right? everyone has been affected and will continue to be affected by these systems.
You're talking about a radical reimagination, I think, of lots of things, how we look at systems and also how we engage with them. I'm wondering, what would you say is the most unique thing about Rise Together Foundation in terms of your mission, in terms of the way organization is done, your function or otherwise?
I look at Rise Together Foundation kind of as a microcosm or a test for the theories that we're trying to expound publicly. Internally for Rise Together, we have almost 40 people who are all currently working for us, dedicating their time. They're all volunteering until we get funded. But from an organizational perspective, we're creating a truly anti-capitalist, anti-colonized, non-hierarchical framework. So we have no enforceable work schedule. We have goals that everyone tries to help each other to get to, and we pay everyone once we're funded at the first of the month. So the idea being that we're trying to drastically detangle this capitalistic idea of humans as a resource, as something that we need to extract, and we're trying to shift that into this idea that they're humans, they're going to get paid because they are humans, they deserve a living wage. And then we're going to start from there. And we're also building out a whole bunch of different ideas as far as what your typical benefits would look like. We're working on, we want to send out stipends so people can create an actual home office and not have to pay out of pocket for it. We want to help pay their internet at home, maybe even create a family plan and get someone to pay for all the cell phones for everyone, right? Basically, anything that you can think of from a societal perspective that should have been socialized for existence, Rise Together is trying to come up with a way to do that within the private market because government has let us down.
What does the future of Rise Together look like? Whether that's 12 months, 18 months, 2, 5 years down the road, what's the future look like? What do you hope the future will be for Rise Together?
I think Rise Together is a small piece of a larger movement. I think it's about engaging with local community organizations. I think it's about launching partner organizations that can help affect change from an electoral perspective. I also think that this is something that is going to go worldwide because we know that oppressive systems are not inherently indicative to the United States, right? We are having issues with autocratic regimes popping up all over the world. You know, every action has an equal and opposite reaction, right? We've seen an exponential increase in social justice as a talking point and equity as a talking point. So what I think we're seeing worldwide is the natural reaction from the autocratic fascist type of old regimes as they try and hold on. It's their death knell. They're fighting for their last grasp of power. And I think that we are a small piece in that kind of labor movement towards a more equitable society.
As an activist myself, I know and I recognize that this huge work that needs to be done cannot be done by one person, cannot be done by one community, cannot be done by one organization. And so who are you partnering with? Who are you bringing in to help make this vision a reality?
Ideally, everyone, right? So I think this idea that we end up getting tangled up in the semantic arguments of labels, right? If you've ever looked at my LinkedIn, I'm a socialist. But for me, the idea of me being a socialist isn't something I want to argue about. I want to argue about the policies, the facts, the things that we all actually agree on, which is that as a society, we should be creating a system where your existence isn't predicated on your income. So I think that that's going to take everyone as a labor movement to understand that we're all in the same labor movement working towards the same goals.
Thank you so much, Josh. A final question. How can students, how can community partners, how can folks who are within and outside of the Suffolk community get involved with Rise Together Foundation?
We're always looking for community partners, corporate partners. There's no money involved for people who want to just support our mission. It's as simple as, you know, liking us on social, sharing us. We'll be doing a full slate of events this September for our launch on Labor Day. The way I like to prose it to people, and this again is kind of indicative of how we're trying to do things differently, is it's not so much like what can the students do. It's like how much bandwidth do they have and are they interested, right? I'm not here to extract their IP, extract their time. They have lives. All of our people have lives. All of our people have stuff to do. So if you're someone who believes in equity, if you're someone out there listening to this who believes that we can create a more just society, think about what you have bandwidth to contribute. And whatever that is, it's more than enough.
Awesome. And how can folks find you? How can folks find the Rise Together Foundation?
Sure. www.risetogether.us. We're on LinkedIn, Instagram, all the major social medias. And then all the younger people in my organization are trying to get me to set up a TikTok. So maybe a TikTok one day.
Hopefully it happens. I think TikTok is awesome. I'd love to see Rise Together on TikTok in the future.
Nothing makes me feel older.
All right. Thank you so much, Josh, founder of Rise Together Foundation. Thanks for your time and enjoy the rest of your day.
Jake, absolute pleasure. And thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye. Thanks so much for listening. As always, be sure to check out our website at suffolk.edu/careercenter and follow us on social media at suffolk_careers.